Noel Sens joins us this afternoon, as he does every Saturday on the Sideline View, about 3:15, to talk Bendigo and district cycling and cycling in general. Noel, good afternoon. It's a bit cold out there.
Good afternoon, Jono. Yes, very cold. I didn't go for a ride this morning. I chickened out. It was too cold.
Yeah. Well, have a tablespoon of cement and get going, I reckon. That's what they say.
No? Yeah, well, I'll do that. I'll chew on a spoon of cement tomorrow morning.
There you go, mate. Dr. Johnson, I do bulk bill. Now, listen, the big news earlier last week, last Sunday or Monday, an Australian won the Tour of Italy.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, Jai Hindley won the Tour of Italy. It's never been done by an Australian before. We've only had Cadel Evans win the Tour de France in 2011. So the second Australian to ever win a Grand Tour. So that's fantastic news.
Noel, the first question that comes to mind off the back of that, can he be killed, Cadel Evans, and can he win the Tour de France?
Look, everybody's asking me that question, and it's really in the media at the moment. Can he win the Tour de France? Really? No, I don't believe he can, because he's done such a good job winning the Tour of Italy. But there's a guy, Tadej Pogacar, a young 23-year-old Slovenian, who will win the next four Tour de Frances. So in time, yes, in time he may win the Tour de France, being young. Jai's not very old himself. But I honestly believe there's three or four racked up ahead of him in the line that can win the Tour de France. But nobody's going to beat Tadej Pogacar for the next three or four years. So he's in a very hard era. And a lot of people have been like that before. You know, back in the old days, Eddie Merckx won five or six Tour de Frances and no one else could for that amount of time. So in time, yes, but for the next 4 years, no. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Noel, speaking of Aussies doing great things overseas, and more specifically, locals doing great things overseas, Peter Mullins doing big business in the US of A.
Look, this is big news. This is seriously big news. I've talked about Peter Mullins for years because I've known Peter since she's been 16 years old, and now she's 35 or something. And she's been riding a long time. She's like a 17 times Australian cycling champion in every discipline of cycling. She's an Australian running champion, and there's nothing that young lady can't do. But anyway, she's been really crook in 2022, and she was off the bike for months and months and months, and she was pondering whether she could even do cycling for a little while. And since she's come back in the last 4 weeks. 4 weeks ago, she came back and she went in a mountain bike race at Anglesey and she won that. Then she went in a cyclocross race the week after in Creswick and she won that. And now she's flown to the US and she's been in this Criterium series over there called the Tour of the Dairylands. And she's won two races and come second twice and it's still going. Like there's like 12 races and she's just killing them over there. It's amazing for a young girl that was on the couch.
Absolutely great story. Hey, Noel, final one this week. The Bendigo Club Championships were meant to be held tomorrow, but they're not. Is that a sign of the times? Is it bad news? Is it bad luck? Is it COVID? Is it weather-related?
Oh, look, it's a little bit concerning. Bendigo's had to cancel a couple of events. Although last week they had a really good race to Melville Caves and it was very well supported. And that was from Woodstock to Melville Caves, 80Ks, and had a good turn-up. And a man called Jeff Bennett won that. It's a great win. And then this week the Club Championships are cancelled, through lack of entries. Look, my opinion is maybe it's too early in the road season. They've only had three or four road races. Maybe they're going to have to leave it till later on in the year when they've had like 15 road races and let people get ready for road season. Like, we've had a really cold snap and it's early in the season. I just think those two things will be people aren't ready, I suppose, and they've not entered.
Well,
how it runs, Jono, it's how it runs.
Mate, the weather forecast tomorrow is horrible with a capital H. So I think it's going to be... They're talking about 15 or 20 millimetres of rain, so maybe it's not a bad thing that it has been called off or cancelled. So, anyway, we digress. Hopefully the weather will improve, Noel, and a good week for all our cyclists listening over the next week. And we'll catch you next Saturday on the Sideline View.
Yeah, Jono, before we go, even if people get out and do a little ride's better than no ride. Like, I'm only riding like 45 minutes a day or something, but that's better than nothing. And a lot of people love their cycling, but there's no need to turn right off when it's cold. You know, just do small rides. Keep it short and just get out and get the blood flowing. That's my honest opinion.
Or the other option, Noel, of course, is to get an exercise bike, put it in the lounge room with the central heating on and a glass of red wine.
Yeah, well, all those except for the glass of red wine.
Yeah,
yeah, well, that works. A lot of people do the indoor training now. That's very popular.
All right, mate. Yep. We'll catch you Wednesday with Robbo on the wake-up call at 7:15 and then about 3:15 next Saturday here on our Sideline View.
Have a great weekend, Mark, and thank you very much.